It is Lissa Lou and Justin with you. Thank you for waking up with us. I'm going to hit you with a random could you do this question.
Uh-oh.
Because these people do exist. These people that hop into action when you need an actionable moment to like help another person, basically everyday heroes. I don't know if I could do this. I hope I would. But there was this lady, this veteran. She's 26 years old. This veteran was on a plane the other day. Her name is Nicole Pruitt. I want to give her credit. She jumped into action when this lady was storming around the plane, trying to get into the cockpit, claiming that God made her do it. She's like mid-air. She's having this fit. She's like, I'm going to get into the cockpit. So this veteran stopped her.
She said God told her to do it. She had a calling. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I don't know about this conversation you got going on, but not today. Nobody else was doing nothing. So I just literally knew I had to do something. I got to make it home to my kids, my children.
Not today. Would that be you?
I would like to think so. I would like to think like if I saw something going down like that, because I am definitely one, like I've been in those situations and it's usually fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
And the one time I froze, I was a child with my brother. I told that story. Ever since then, I've always been a fight guy. So I tend to be the guy that would get up and do something unless somebody stopped me. Like if my ex-wife was there and we had our kids, you're like, you have to take care of the kids. I'm, you know, my first reaction is this is taking care of the kids.
Sure.
Right? So wow. I feel like I'd be the one to get up and at least try something, because I do have a certain particular set of skills. Like
I do not. I have zero skills. My arms are pipe cleaners. I don't think I would have the strength to do anything, but I think in that moment, if somebody was threatening a child, like you said, or an elderly person, or even just a threat to everybody, I do hope I would step up and just do something. I think that would be my gut reaction. The closest I've ever got, and this is so pathetic, I remember when a dude was yelling at a cashier who was maybe 16 in a grocery store, 16, 17, about the price of cantaloupes, and he was getting all in her face with his finger and everything.
Ooh.
I stuck up for her and I was like, guy, she doesn't set the price of cantaloupes. Leave her alone. You're being really mean. You're a jerk. And that's so out of character for me to even say something. That's the closest I've ever gotten, which is really pathetic.
That's awesome, though.
It's not.
I think there is a fourth one now. Fight, flight, freeze, or film. I think a lot of people pull out their cameras in situations like this to try to film.
That's true, too. Please don't film me in public. I'll probably be a wuss. But I stuck up for Cantaloupe Lady.
There you go.
Let the records show.